There's not bullying there. And doing that suicide, man. It's a very unusual thing that on the tier of Tzaddik is this big Yom Halula that everyone is mishtatif in, hundreds of people, and everyone's Miss Allah and Miss Raymond from. It's a very unusual thing. As the Svarim Akdashim say that in a Gvisir Bechina, Reb Shimon was Misaken, Tairis HaNister Klal Yisrael, while Moshe Rabbeinu was Bechina's Tairis HaNigla, Reb Shimon was Bechina's Tairis HaNister. And Meila, it's like one of the Moshe HaTairis of Klal Yisrael, and he's a different class, a different Nukuta. That even for those who don't learn Tairis HaNista like us, we all could take out something from Reb Shimon. And even if you don't go to Miron like us, you could still take out something from Reb Shimon. Because we want to try to take out something from this Adam HaGadol and learn something which is very negative to all of us. And something which is a big yisoid in life, which is the yisoid that built him, and to learn how he became his godless. People used to write gdolim stories, like if the gadol was nifter, everyone was curious, so how did he become a gadol? We want to become a gadol too. Because what was the secret, the side behind the godless of Reb Shimon? As the secret is a Gemara in Shabbos, on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. It's still a secret for Yeshiva Bachrim, because most Yeshiva Bachrim don't learn Shabbos, Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. On Lamaisa over there, it's Megala, Gavaldika's story, with when Reb Shimon reached his Gadlus. It says that him and other people were sitting and they were discussing. There was someone who was a Ben Geren that said the Romans are very special people. They make shvakim, they make merchatzais, they've helped society so much. And Reb Shimon said, they make shvakim because they want to have zaynus there. They have merchatzais because they want to be misadim. And when the Romans heard that, the Romans said that they want to kill Reb Shimon. As Reb Shimon ran for his life, for 12 years he was chased by the Romans and he went into the cave. When he went into the cave for these 12 years, then he came out and the Baskol sent him to go back in for another year. As 12 years of his life he was running away from the Romans that were trying to kill him because he said the truth. And another year, Hashem sent him back in the cave. The Gemara says, Hishver, Reb Pinchas ben Yair, when Reb Shimon used to ask a question, Reb Pinchas ben Yair used to answer in many different ways. And after Reb Shimon came out of the cave, as then, when Reb Pinchas ben Yair used to ask a question, Reb Shimon used to answer in 24 different mahalchim. As the Gemara over here is Megala, the sign of the Aliyah of Reb Shimon was those years that he was in the cave. Those years that he was in the Mara. The Shiloh where the Mara is, some say the Mara is where he was Nikvar. So Mela, that's the Indian, why everyone goes there, because that's the place where he was Mis'ale. Yeah. What was special about Reb Shimon? There's an Edel and Nekuda, which is very, very important, and it's a big yisoid in life. Reb Shimon said something. The Romans went after him, and they tried to kill him. You know, he could have said, I'm such a Nebuchadnezzar. I have every excuse not to learn. They chased me away from the Beis Medrash. I wanted to come to the Beis Medrash. And not only the Israeli army is sending after me to go draft, the Roman army is Pasha chasing me away from the Beis Medrash. I can't learn. He had every excuse in the world not to learn. But what did he do? He ran away from the Romans and he learned, and he didn't stop learning. He kept on learning, and he learned the Yisurim, Yisurim Nairayim. The food there was worse than most yeshivas. It was mamish bukser and water. If you eat bukser, it's good to eat it on Lag BaOmer. You'll appreciate yeshiva food more. It's a poshet, it's not good gishmak of food. And he's functioned, and he kept on going, and he kept on steiging. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is someone who taught us what a person could do with hard work and a life, that there are yisurim gedolim, how a person could steig. And that's a powerful lesson we all learn from. He came out after 12 years of being in solitary confinement with his son, no one else seeing the world. He finally makes it out. He comes out, he sees someone that's not learning, and he looks at him and he burns him. He burns him with his eyes. As the Baskol comes and says, go back into the cave, Yisayrif Esalami. As another year he goes in, he says, Yisurei Gehenim is a year. As I shouldn't get worse than Yisurei Gehenim, as they said, come out. He was sent back to the cave by Hashem Ba'atzmai, a Baskol. He finally makes it out. Could you imagine after being in the caves for so long, he finally makes it out. He has to go back in for one more year. And he still keeps on knocking, and he still keeps on steiging. And this is something which is an important lesson for all of us. We all have our nisyonos. We all have our things that go wrong. We all have our things that don't work. And many of us give up. They stop learning, they stop plugging, they stop working on themselves because it's so hard. And many people say, listen, if Hashem wanted me to steig and vax, Hashem would have given me siyata d'shemaya. As Reb Shimon could have said, if Hashem wanted me to be a Tana, he would have let me stay in the Beis Medrash. He would have let me stay with my chaverim, in my yeshiva, with my gewaldike chavruses. It didn't stop him. Hashem would have given me an air conditioner. It didn't stop him. He mamish winter, summer. He kept on plugging. He kept on learning. He kept on waxing. And this is a very important lesson for life, for all of us. Because in life, there are many challenges that things don't go the way we want. Reb Shimon is someone that they make a or the madura. He's the simon of someone who lit the or mitoich ha-choshech. Mitoich cheshkes golus that was so dark that he had to run away and be in the dark for 12 years. He was in a cave. But he lit it up with such a powerful light. That's the bonfire of Lag BaOmer that we're dancing for. Oy vavoy for the people who leave Night Seder to go dance by the bonfires. Yet, Fakert, the bonfire is the symbolism of Torah being meyer kol cheshkas v'yesh b'olam. That's the nakuda of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. And mishkoyach zeh, he was megala the Torah's HaKabbalah. What is Torah's HaKabbalah? It's an oimik of Torah, which is the tista level of Torah. It's so oimik, you have to be 40 to start to learn it. You have to learn kol haTorah kula to even have a handle on it. It's so deep. Now, Vada, there's little sprinkles and trinkles that we hear from the Zohar and the Nevi Zechayim, but that's not the real juice, that's not the real Yesodis, because it's so deep. As because he worked so hard, he came to the deepest levels of Torah that a human being could come to, Mitaych, such a terrible galus. As Reb Shimon is the one who lit up the galus we're in now and gave us hope. V'ze oimik, b'schus sheim yilmedu the Sefer HaZoya will be yatza l'cheiras. That's what they quote from the Zohar HaKadosh. As one pshat is, b'schus that we learn divrei Kabbalah. But if yeshiva bachrim who are 21, 22, this pshat is not negeya to us. Bez Hashem, when you'll be 40, bez Hashem, b'zoicha, gevaldik. After you finish kol haTorah kula, bez Hashem b'karu. Aber, What is Daikeyetas Bishus Reb Shimon Yotza? We see how a person was in such a dark olas and he rose above it with such a power of Taira. That Bishus Zeh Kulanu Yotzin Lecheiras. Kulanim Yecholim Lahayir as a golas that we're in now, every person on his level. The Hava Yabin is chazit together in the last stage of Golas that we're in, to hold strong together, to keep on steiging, to keep on growing, to keep on vaxing in Taira. No matter what the matzav is, to keep our kfiyas b'Taira, to keep our aliyah b'Taira, to keep our chshivas b'Taira. That's what Reb Shimon stood for. And that's the side of Sfiris HaOmer. He's someone that brought Torah learning to a whole different level. 12 years in a cave. The Ravach Vogel, the Mashkiach of Lakewood, used to say a litvisha vart on Lag BaOmer. He said, Bizman hazeh, the Mara of Reb Shimon is the yeshivas. Then he went into the cave. And he was not around, he was just sitting and learning. As Bizman has said, the Mara is the yeshivas. Yeah. In his time, Yeshivas Lakewood was really a pit. It was really a kibbutz. There was nothing in Lakewood, and it was mamish a Mara, a cave. Nowadays, if you saw Lakewood, I'm not sure if you would say if it was a Mara. Yeah. It's a different Lakewood. Yeshiva is a different yeshiva. Of every person in his yeshiva, he could do it with that dedication, that devotion. He could come to steig, he could come to learn, he could stay in yeshiva, he could vox, he can grow. He didn't go to any friend's chasnas in the middle of his month. He didn't go to any parties in middle. He didn't take vacations on Shabbos. He mamish had and steiged. Now, avada, sometimes we do need a break for Shabbos. Sometimes it's good to go away. We never need to go to a friend's chasen in the middle of his man. But sometimes we need other breaks. Okay, that's a chelik of the limud. But the ikkar is to try to connect in the deepest way possible, as hard as it is to shtein, to grow, to vox. That's the aliyah, the steiging that he did in such a way, as here he was put in a tremendous nesayon, and he turned it around. He turned it into his aliyah, his growth. And he gave Klal Yisrael, the chelik of Torah, which will be mapik them migalusa. But really, he gave them the key and the mafteach that we all should be yotza migalusa. As that's a miyuchadik simcha that there is in the makom of Miron on Lag BaOmer. You don't have to go there to have a part of the simcha. You could stay in yeshiva and bekais lebeis medrash. You could shtai, you could vox. You could grow from it. If we take the inspiration of Reb Shimon to heart and we live with it, Be'ezus Hashem, Hashem will help that it will be mayor in kol cheshkas of our galus, that we should shtayv, we should vox, we should grow. Let's hold on and be mechazik together to ligin learning shtart and not let the side things sidetrack us. Focus in on what's ikar, be mekabel to learn shtart and shtayv. Be'ez Hashem, every person could be zeicha to go to his choyd shebahoyd, which is the yom of sphere of Lag BaOmer, is choyd shebahoyd, if you look in the sturim, which means yefi should be yefi. The emissary yofa of a person, how he steigs and boxes through his yigiyas ha-tayra. The fear rise, Rabbi Kiva had 24,000 talmidim die on him. 5 Talmidim, the Olam was shomeg. The Olam HaTaira was empty. 5 Talmidim brought the Olam HaTaira back. One of them was Reb Shimon. As that's the Simcha of Lag BaOmer, of bringing the Taira world back, of bringing the world in this galus we're in, to to lift it up and bring it to the next level. We should be mischazik together and bring it to the next level. And Yishikeyu Mishikis Piyu should be Miskala Oidapan, the Or of Torah, in a way that the Gula will come for Kol Klal Yisrael, Rubikarif.